traffic and weather together on the ones brought to you by Sisley 4 Honda. Daryl Dahmer's Airborne and Skymaster 1. Good morning, Daryl.
Morning, Carl and John, Bruce, Steve, Paul. I'm westbound on the 401 looking at problems here west.
And then eastbound Gardner, that's slow from approaching Parkside to Dufferin.
In 680 Health and Lifestyle News at 8:48, another Earth-sized planet has been discovered, bringing the number of potentially habitable places that you could live on planets to 52.
Also for construction.
680 News Time 6:10.
680 News Time 10:36. Prime Minister Trudeau made his first stop on a cross-country tour of steel and aluminum factory.
Traffic and weather together on the ones. Here's John Mays.
Oh, Scott, I got a question for you, actually.
What's that?
What's black and white and slowing you down on Highway 11?
What's that, John?
About 50 to 60 cows still missing, slowing down traffic on southbound 11 right now.
This is 680 News. Meteorologist Brian Hill with something stuck in my throat.
Saw 96.93.
Thank you, Travis. You can listen live to the end of the game on Toronto on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Meantime, over to NHL action, and happening now, it looks like Columbus's streak will be coming to an end. As it is now a final 5-0.
Periods of rain beginning overnight with snow, boo, 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 boo.
All with a closer look at the research published in the Toronto Star. Good morning, Woman.
Good morning, Woman. The King Street pilot project certainly was.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
It's only water and I won't melt.
That's one good way to look at it. This is Kevin Meisner at Young and Bloor talking to soggy souls now regretting leaving their umbrellas at home.
It's Thursday, the 1st of December. Good evening, or good afternoon. Good morning.
You got it.
I'm John Karras.
And I'm Brian Fisher. Good morning. We've got overcast skies right now in downtown Toronto. We're at 6 degrees. Here's what's making news this hour.
Oh, my God, the tumbler.
This just into 680 News, a very sad night for Toronto Maple Leaf fans. The Leafs are now officially eliminated from playoff contention. There is no way the team can make the playoffs as the Boston Bruins picked up a point tonight in a shootout loss against the Buffalo Sabres. Maybe there will be better luck next year. Likely not. Megan Robinson will have details on her sports report coming up at 10:45.
Coming up, traffic and weather together on the ones and still to come on 680 News. Six 80 News Time 1:49.
Hi there.
Hey.
Still to come on 680 News. Our Jeff Verhoeven is going to surprise us with what that was all about.
680 News Time 7:14.
-2, partly cloudy, wind chill -8. Good morning from the 680 News Broadcast Center in downtown Toronto. I'm Paul Cook.
I'm Catherine Jeté. Here's what's making news right now.
We're not casual now, are we? Just Catherine.
I'm just Catherine.
City's 23,000 inside workers now working to rule.
Today marks the end of Emergency Preparedness Week. Oh.
680 News Time 5:41.
Now the BMO Wealth Management Market Minute. Let's go live to Mike Eppel at the 680 News Business Center. Good morning, Mike.
Oh, hi, Catherine. Good morning.
Oh, sorry about that, Mike. We were supposed to go to traffic. I'm not sure. I guess it must be Friday.
Why not?
You may have to wait, Eppel.
Do you want me to go first? Wow, what a concept.
Well, you know what? Let's go to traffic.
Okay,
we promise it on the ones, and let's not disappoint people. So let's go off to Helena at the traffic center, and we'll get to you in just a couple minutes, Mike.
Now with the latest forecast, a meteorologist at...
Warm, wet, and windy today. Rain and windy conditions to start.
The Raptors were dominating for most of that game, but they almost fell apart in the fourth period.
680 News Time, 1:56. Now the 680 News Business Report brought to you by Richard Southern.
Good morning. The mood on the market seems...
Another check of traffic and weather together in less than 10 minutes. 680 News Time, 7:39. Make that 8:14 coming up.
Now 680 Sports from Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Here's Bob Lewis.
Thank you.
Or Ben Lewis. Sorry.
That's quite all right.
I smell fish. Yes, I'm flying over the Don Valley Parkway, Don Mills, with a strong westerly wind. This is Lake Huron water that I'm flying through right now, and if you are...
Right now, we've got a very light wind out of the south-southwest. It just, make that, nope, that's north. Oh, we got to check this. This is going a little crazy. The computer's having a hard time. I think he's the computer's in trouble from the weekend.
It's a bit like living in the house your mother-in-law owns. The request was ignored, of course. The Queen and Prince Philip did stay in a royal residence, as she has since visiting Canada in 1951. It's not clear where he's going to live when she stops becoming the Governor General.
Just been heading home a little bit there, Johnny.
I wonder how he'll like the doghouse. On the Royal Watch, John Stoll, 680 News.
News time, 7:45 time now for 680 Sports from the Fan 590 Sports Center. Here's Peter Gross.
Well, Charlene, my computer just froze, so I'm sort of working without a script here. I'm flying naked. Leafs won a hockey game last night, 4-3. Boy, there's an image for you, isn't it? 4-3 for the Maple Leafs over the Minnesota Wild.
Well, when you think of your memories of the CNE, you can almost smell the cotton candy, the Tiny Tom donuts, the barbecued burgers, and the crickets. That's not a cricket, is it? Not even close.
By daybreak Friday, the showers will be ending, then becoming sunny and considerably less... My mouth didn't work right. I'm sorry.
680 News Time, 7:08. That's not Chewbacca. Those are camels. Those are supposed to be camel sounds. Now, it was an unusual call for firefighters. A 1,500-pound camel named Moses needed to be rescued. The call came in Tuesday night in Clackamas County after the Oregon City owners of the camel called firefighters to say that Moses had fallen into a sinkhole. It's not funny for Moses. It was 6 to 8 feet deep, and he was possibly injured. The owners, they actually have several camels. Who has camels? And they run a children's ministry. They had tried to get the camel out themselves, but failed. Firefighters had to carefully shovel mud. How long is this story? For several hours.
In the end, okay, Moses was saved, all right? And he was patient, apparently, and the firefighters got him out. And a veterinarian, above all, says that the animal looked unhurt. But... that apparently is the sound of a camel who doesn't like
being that around. A healthy camel or an injured
apparently.
Camel?
All right.
But the good thing is Moses was okay.
Exactly.